In today's gospel, when I was doing some research on it, I found that there were numerous commentaries on this particular passage. And each one was different from the last one. You'd think that there'd be some similarities between all these different commentaries. Well, there wasn't. One spoke about the fact that, well, Matthew kind of stretched things a bit. He went and he picked and chose certain passages of the Old Testament to make things look good. There was another commentary that said, you know, what kind of God would allow such genocide to take place? What kind of God would do that? These children are now martyrs, and how do we approach that? That was another commentary. And still another said, you know, after everything was said and done, they came to Galilee. Why not just stay in Egypt? It's a nice place. It was filled with lots of Jewish communities. Why not just stay there? So you see, each commentary had something specific that it wanted to focus on. And I got thinking, none of them wanted to focus on what I wanted to talk on. And I thought, oh, the nerve of them. Well, you know, how are they? These commentaries are supposed to help me as a preacher decide on how to relate the passage to my congregation. You see, what I found so interesting was that every time an angel talked to Joseph, he was asleep. Every time God spoke through an angel to Joseph, he was sleeping. I thought, couldn't he be awake just once? And then I thought to myself, isn't it interesting how the women of the Bible all get to be awake? Mary got to speak to Gabriel, and she was certainly not sleeping. She asked all those different questions. And isn't it interesting how all the women of the Bible get to see an angel up close, but not Joseph, not the guys of the Bible. We're all sleeping. Well, I guess you know, I don't want to go too far down this path. But other than the shepherds, let's give the shepherds a break. When they saw the angels of the Lord, they were gathered around their sheep and they were awake. Let's hope. But they, what's that? Well, there you go. There you go. But isn't it interesting, though, how Joseph gets a dream while he's sleeping that says, wake your wife, take the child, and leave. I don't have the courage. I do not have the courage to wake up when we had little people, to wake up my wife and say, guess what? I had a dream. We're supposed to leave right now, and we're to take everything we own. There's a diaper bag, there's formula, there's clothing, there's all those kind of things. I think I would have waited till the morning. I would have said, guess what, dear, I had the most amazing dream. And in this most amazing dream, you and I and the child are to go to Egypt. Aren't we great to have such a dream? And maybe, just maybe, she would have said, okay. But in this case, we have Matthew saying, isn't it great? Joseph woke up, tapped his wife on the shoulder and said, we're going to Egypt. And she said, okay. And off you went. Off you went. Now, for lots of people, like I say, who look at this passage, they would have said, well, naturally, they had to go to Egypt because there was a huge Jewish community there. And in that community, they would have found their faith group. And we know how important it is to be a part of a faith group, don't we? We come together Sunday by Sunday to be a faith group. So it's not all that surprising then that we see Joseph and Mary and the child, off they go to their faith group, to remind us that they were very devout Jews. This wasn't by accident. They went off to be a part of a faith community. And in that time, their faith grew, and so did the child. So did the Christ child. And so then we see things going along for a number of years till Herod dies. And then guess what? Guess who's sleeping again? And guess who gets a dream again? And guess who has to wake up his wife in the middle of the night and say, guess what, we're going home. Oh, yeah, it's not going to happen. But again, we see in Matthew's gospel, those kind of things happen. They happen. And so we're not all that surprised that Mary says, okay, let's go back to Israel. And then when they get to Israel, Joseph kind of feels uncomfortable, doesn't he? He kind of feels that there's something still off here. Even though Herod's gone, there's still somebody in charge that really wants to do harm to us. And guess what? In another dream, while Joseph's sleeping, he's told, don't go there. Go someplace else. Go to Nazareth. And as we saw, it's so that that phrase, out of Nazareth, out of Galilee, will come a Nazarene. To say, here's where the Christ child will come from. So we look at this passage and we say, there's so much happening. It's kind of nice to know that, you know, God speaks to guys in dreams and ladies, he speaks to them in their daylight time. You know, it's good to know that kind of stuff. But what it really is saying to us that in our own way, in our own silence, God speaks to us. Think about that for a moment. Mary was by herself in her own silence when Gabriel came. Joseph was sound asleep in his own silence when the angels came. And when you and I are in our own silence, God speaks to us. He tells us all kinds of things. Some of it we might not have the courage to follow through on. But if we look at Joseph and his courage to say at midnight or past midnight, while everybody's sleeping, guess what? We're going. I think we can get up and do the same with ourselves. When God gives us that kind of courage or that kind of direction that takes courage to overcome. So think about that this week. Think about in your time giving that silence, finding that moment of silence, however brief it may be or however long it may be, that's a moment that you and God can have a conversation. You and God can speak to each other, and who knows what direction God may be calling you in the future. Amen.